Blog Talk Radio.
All you could ask for came according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he will do. Gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. wanted to give up. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able. Yeah. Everybody say, oh. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. Everybody say it tonight, na na na. Oh, oh, oh. Said I sing you working on, oh, no, 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 no.
And I want you to work in me.
Said I've seen you heal the sick through others.
And
I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you were
that I've seen you working others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things.
And I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's it. Yeah. Mother Winans. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and he'd gone to the hospital. They operated one, and then they got him in, and they saw more. They had to operate again. And when they finished that second operation, they came back and told him that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, "No, I don't know why I let you operate in the first place." And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, "Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him." And the doctors came back and said, "We don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today. Because I've seen you work. And I want you to work in me." Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, "I see, and I want you to work." Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. "Thou art the potter, I am the clay." I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. "Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Yield it and still." Second Chronicles. And Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. "Use me, Lord, in your servant. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, I gotta pray. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. And 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11. And we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you have it, indicate by shouting amen.
I want you to Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Pastor Apostle Donald Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning with our special guest, none other than Apostle Walker will be with us shortly. Listen, guys, I'm telling you, call for and tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air and that we are here to give you that strength that you need. So listen, grab your cup of coffee, grab your cup of tea, grab your favorite beverage, whether it be lemonade, whatever you guys preference on this morning to drink, and just sit down and be encouraged on this morning. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm just happy, glad that we would have this opportunity to have Pastor Devlin on. We've had him on before, and he blessed. And I'm telling you, you guys go back into the archives and listen to the message that he spoke on last time he was here. I'm telling you, it will change your life. It will change your life. Listen, guys, as always, you know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We want to first get God's blessing added to this broadcast before we even get started on this morning. So if you would lend me your hearts for a moment as we go into effectual fervent prayer and talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for these few moments that we have before you all today. God, we pray that, God, they will be moments that will be pleasing to you. Father, we pray that, God, as we do this, God, we don't do this within ourselves. Father, we pray that you would step in, God, and be big in our life. Let us not stumble in our own mindset. Let us not stumble in our own way. But, Lord, as we go into this word, as we go into, God, this opportunity to share this time of gospel reflection with those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, we pray, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We stretch forth our hands to you, O God. God, and say, take our hand and guide us on this morning that we may not walk in our own mindset and walk in our own selves, but, Lord, that we would go into a place where we give you that praise, glory, honor, and dominion. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Listen. Our focal scripture on this morning will be coming from a passage of scripture that you guys have heard in your hearing before, But we don't want to be so familiar with God's word that we forget the importance of it. We don't want to be so familiar with God's word that we forget the potency of it. Amen. It will come from Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and verse 11. It simply says, "For I know my thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. For I know my thoughts toward you, that I think toward you. I know my thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. That was the King James Version of that. We also would like to make sure that we acknowledge all of these great countries that are listening to us on today. We thank you guys so much, all of our great partners that have partnered alongside of us to share in this great gospel walk with us. We thank you so much. We have taken on four new countries, actually, since the last we spoke. I think that those of you guys that have been following along with us, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This comes from you guys sharing the broadcast, sharing what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you so much for that. And we ask that you guys continue to do that. Then let us know that what we're doing is making a difference. It's impacting your lives and the lives of those that are connected to you, and they're sharing this gospel with the people of the world. We thank you so much, and we love you so much for it. And we ask that you guys continue to share, continue to do this, because we our job as the called of Christ, the called of Jesus Christ, our Father gave us this charge, and his charge is simply this, that we spread this gospel across the world. The Bible says goes into the highways and the hedges of the buildings to come. So that's what we're doing. That's what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We go into the highways and the hedges to build them. Now, we know that there are certain places in this world that you guys, that is very taboo for you guys to be listening to us. It's a death sentence for you. Listen, we're praying for you. We know that the God that we serve will change the heart of your taskmasters. Come over here, somebody. Help me preach this morning, because we understand that when those of us that pray and bombard heaven, the hand of God shall move. So the word says where two or three are gathered together, he is in the midst. So know that no matter where you may find yourself, that all of our apostles and all of our pastors in those other countries that have established churches, we want to say we're praying with you. We're praying for you. And know that God's hand is on your life and that he's doing a work in you and he's doing a work through you. So listen, continue to keep on standing in what you're doing. We're here to encourage you. We're here to inspire you. We're here to let you know that don't take your hand down. Don't take, listen, don't move your feet. Don't, the Bible says, set your face as a flint. Don't fear their faces. Yeah, because they gonna have something to say. They gonna charge you with all this stuff. But listen, let me help you. They put Paul in prison. They put Peter in prison. Listen, but at the same time, they all came out all right. But listen, God has a way of breaking. Oh my God, God has a way of breaking shackles and chains off of us, that we'll be able to preach this gospel and watch this here, and calls the ones that our taskmasters, calls the ones that is in Washington, that's the ones that the keeper of the prisons to be converted into Christ. So you keep on preaching. Don't you give up. Amen. Don't you give up. So listen, we want to make sure that we acknowledge all of you great, 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 great countries that are listening to us, and we want to say thank you. Thank you so much, very much. We have United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have Zimbabwe, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have Russia, we have Mexico, we got the United Kingdom, we have Paris, France, we have Japan, we also have South Korea, we have Ireland, and we have India. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we appreciate you guys for your continued support and continued prayers as we continue to pray and commit to you guys on what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And as always, guys, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do not feel like you're in this by yourself. Do not feel like you're in this by yourself. We're here to encourage you. We're here to inspire you. We're here to strengthen you. We're here to give you that word that you need to grow. Keep on going in this fight. Amen? Amen. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can.
Come on, let it know.
I give myself. Give myself away, so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we're just excited about what God has to say on this morning. Our brother is here. Our friend, listen, I'm telling you, the devil has started already. We ain't going to give him no glory, but he's trying to creep in already and try to act the fool. So this let me know that this word right here, listen, I don't know what you need this morning, but there is supposed to be a Macedonia call and a Macedonia shift that is going to take place this morning. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Apostle Walker. Man of God, are you there?
I am here.
Man, listen, we gonna relinquish our stand and let you have it, Doc. The floor is yours.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, everybody, giving honor and deference to God for our wonderful friend, Apostle Douglas, and the Worldwide Gospel Net connection, and all of you who are listening this morning from wherever you are. I believe that God has something special that he wants to share with you on this morning. First of all, let me say to my good friend, Apostle Douglas, that, man of God, you're doing an excellent work. You're doing a great work, not only here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, but also Abba House International Church. And we celebrate you. We salute you for the many things that God is doing through the work of your hands, you and your lovely wife. We want to give God praise and glory for that. This morning, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to those of you who are listening from wherever you're listening from. I want to talk with you. Let's have what they would call back in the old days a fireside chat this morning. Got some things on my heart on this Man Up Monday. I didn't come up with the title. It came down from heaven from somebody. Man Up Monday, and I want to talk to you on this Man Up Monday about exactly that, about manning up to the potential and the place where God has designed for you to be. I want to talk to the people of God this morning about understanding what it is and where it is that God wants you to be. I want to talk to us this morning because so many of us are involved in so much that's going on. Let me say that again. We're involved in so much that's going on that sometimes it causes us not to have the God kind of faith that calls those things that be not as though they were, number one. And number two, it causes us not to line up with the place or the anointing that God has already designed for us to walk in. I want us this morning to gravitate along the topic and along the theme that God has surrounded us with on this Monday, this Man Up Monday, about making sure that we're in the place where God has so designed for us to be. Apostle Douglas, full of the Holy Ghost and power, he started this thing off this morning with one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I think toward thee, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, one version say, another version say, a hope and a future. I want to remind us this morning from that same book of Jeremiah that he told Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, he says, listen, sir, I want you to understand that before you was even formed in your mother's womb, he said this in Jeremiah 1 and chapter 1, verse 5, he said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then Jeremiah, of course, he had to have some commentary. You know how we do. We got to have some talk back, a clap back, if you will. Then he said, oh, Lord God, I'm a child. I can't speak. And the Lord said to him, he says, for you shall go and you shall speak. He said, say not that you are a child, for you shall go and that and you shall go all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. I want you to understand, people of God, we cannot afford to get in the place with God while we know better than God. Let me say that again. Do not get in the place with God where you know better than God. And I know you're saying, no, I never get in the place where I know better than God. But don't get in the people of God where you are combating the assignment that God has placed on your life. Listen, do you trust him or do you trust him? And let me say that one more time. Do you trust him or do you trust him? And in trusting God, you have to understand that he already knows the end from the beginning. So when he gives you an assignment, I'm helping somebody this morning. When he gives you an assignment, don't look at how you're able to carry out, but remember that God, that God is the author and the finisher of our faith, and it's up to him to bring us through every place, every trial, every circumstance that may come our way. I want to help us with something this morning. Go with me quickly, those of you who can and will, go with me to the book of Proverbs. To the book of Proverbs, I want to land at the third chapter in the book of Proverbs. I want to show you something this morning. Glory be to God. Proverbs, the third chapter this morning and the seventh verse. It says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear God and depart from evil. Let's go back up to the traditional verses that we always quote, right? Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. It says this, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Hold on, wait a minute. Let's go back up to verse number 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I want us to understand that we're at a place right now where God is trying to unlock to us mysteries and secrets that has never been seen before. He said in his word, he said to us, he says, behold, I will do nothing except I will reveal my secrets to my servants, the prophets. And I come to encourage somebody. I come to let somebody know this morning that there is some things that God is trying to stretch you to. Glory be to God. There's some places in the anointing of God that he's trying to stretch you to. There's an anointing that's resting over your life that you have yet to tap into. And this is the thing. He's doing it, watch this, in some places that are unfamiliar. He's moving us in some places that we are not accustomed to. He is trying to push us to places that we have not seen done before. So there are some assignments that he has given us that seem strange. They seem off. But listen, as long as what he is telling you is aligning itself with what the Bible says, I encourage you to trust in the Lord all of your heart and to lean not to your own understanding. Listen, whatever he tells you to do, you've got to be found doing it in this season, because we are. It is necessary that we become the fullness of God in the earth realm for what he's trying to do right now. Who, me? What he trying to do in me? Absolutely. I come to encourage you this morning that there are some things in your life. There are some things that the world needs to see working out the right of your hands. There are some ideas. There are some visions. There are some exploits that God is getting ready to do in the land through your hands. I need you to understand. I need you to understand that this is not the time to try to mastermind what you think you can do, but rather it's time for us to obey him. Listen, the year 22 is a year that is designed by the workmanship and the craftsmanship of God to align us back to him, to reconcile man back to God. His desire, his plan is to put us back in sync with him. Glory be to God. I know there's a lot of people who are preaching homes and prosperity and cars and all of this kind of stuff, but the greatest prosperity that mankind can have right now is to be aligned and in sync with God. I need you to understand, don't be so caught up, precious people. Don't be so caught up with all of this stuff, but get caught up in the assignment that God has for us. The Bible declares to us, it says, I must work the work of him that has sent me while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. I want you to get this morning. I need you to get to the place in God to where you understand that the favor and the good understanding, according to Proverbs 3 and 4, that God is trying to give us has to come through him, has to come through our trusting in him, has to come with our leaning on him. He says, and then in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. I want you to understand, it's not the time. It's not the time for us to be wise in our own thinking, but it's the time for us to rely on him. The older saints used to tell us to go into God. What are you saying, man of God, about going in? I'm saying go into prayer like you ain't never went in before. Go in that thing. I need you to understand that this is a time where we have to hear from God. We have to hear from God. We got to hear from God. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the saints. And I want to encourage the saints this morning. It's time for us to hear from him. Glory be to God. Many are called, but few are chosen. And those of you who know that you have been chosen by God for such a time as this, let me encourage you to go into prayer that your hearing could be keen. Glory be to God. That your understanding and your eyes of understanding could be enlightened, that you might know the hope of your calling. Glory be to God. And what God is doing in this season and what God is doing in this time is helping us to understand that the plans that he has for us are to prosper us and not to harm us. However, we will not know those plans if we don't know his voice, the name of our God. He says, and my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. How can you know his voice except you spend that time with him, except you have those intimate moments with him? Glory be to God. And this is what I want to do this Man Up Monday. I want to take a turn real, real quickly. I had to get that out real quick, correct a set of bases for where I really, really, really want to go. I want to really go this morning, hallelujah, to 1 Peter. I want to go to 1 Peter this morning, chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. And this is where our fireside chat the rubber really meets the road, which is where I really want to talk this morning. So let me calm myself down just for a second, because I get excited about the word. You know how we do, us gospel preachers. You know, you get excited, you kind of get ahead of yourself a little bit. But let me slow down just for a moment so I can really work this fireside chat like I really, really want to do it. Okay, so here we are. First Peter, chapter 4, and verse 12 and 13. It says this. It says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Let me read this again for you. It says this, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. This is what I want to talk to us this morning about. And I want you to put on your big girl, your big boy pants, because we want to talk this morning. Watch this. I want to talk to you about, from the thought of understanding that where you are now, you don't need a nurse, you need a coach. Let me say that again. You don't need a nurse, you need a coach. Yes, absolutely. You have went through all kinds of craziness. You have went through hell and high water. Some of you are still trying to survive like Paul did on broken pieces because you came through a shipwreck. Absolutely. Yes, trials are happening. Situations are taking place. You got bumps and bruises and scars and all of that. Absolutely right. My job this morning is not to downplay. Listen at what I'm saying. My job this morning is not to downplay anything that you've been through. Yes, you have came through it. Some of you, bless the name of our God, is still in the middle of it. Some of you are still fighting. Some of you are still in need of reprieve. And I hear you this morning. Glory to God. I hear you this morning. And you saying, man of God, prophet of God, apostle, listen, man, I'm still trying to just make it ahead, trying to keep my head above water. I'm still going through it. But that's just the thing. I need you to understand this morning that you're going through it. You're going through it. And if you stop in it, you'll never come out of it. Glory to God. And I need to talk to you this morning, and I need you to understand that the same God who was there before it came upon you is the same God that's walking with you in it. That same God, that same God, that same one. He has not changed his position. He has not changed his posture. He's still right there with you. Absolutely. Let me help you understand. Yes, you are going through these things. Yes, and for some of you, I hate to be the bearer of not so good news, but it's not over for you yet. And yes, for some of you, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Hallelujah to God. And I know that this is not one of those things that would make people run, holler, shout, and dance across the church, but I hope it's something that will help us to gain perspective on where we are as the body of Christ. Even in our world today, we're expecting it to get better. We're praying. We believe in God for it to get better, and it is in some areas. But there are other areas that the better has not been assigned to us yet. Hallelujah. But even in that, we hold to faith and we keep on going, right? So this is where I'm at this morning, what I need to speak to a few of you about this morning. Come on, listen in a little closely. I need you to understand that where you are, hear me by way of the Holy Ghost, where you are right now is you don't need a nurse, you need a coach. Let me say it again. You don't need a nurse, you need a coach. You're at a place, glory to God, where God is expanding you, where God is causing you to wax strong and to do exploits. We're no longer at the stage that when we fall down, the nurse comes out of nowhere, pick us up, wipe off our boo-boo, glory be to God, and put some type of salve on the wound. No, beloved, that's not where we are. We're at the place now where God is saying, I need for you to pick up the broken pieces and keep on running. I need for you to wipe your own womb, tie up your womb to stop the blood from going, from bleeding, and keep on running. Glory be to God. But you said, I know it's hard and it's heavy and I'm having a hard time with this. Absolutely. But the difference between a coach and a nurse is that the coach job is to get us to the finish line. Hallelujah. And not only get us to the finish line, but to make sure that we are winners in this race. Hallelujah. The ultimate mindset of the coach is for us to win. Glory be to God. And I come to tell you this morning, by way of the Holy Ghost, that our job this morning is to empower you to win. We cannot continue to nurse wounds, glory be to God, and waste time trying to nurse wounds, but it's time for us to pick up what we have, what you got left, and pray that God will strengthen that which remains on the inside of you that's caught up and ready to die, and that you would take hold to faith and acknowledge God and pursue God and to move to the next level in the next dimension, what God wants us to be. Because if we be honest this morning, there are some of us who are still trying to nurse wounds that are years old. Hallelujah. Can we deal with strong meat this morning? God bless you. Let's do it. Some of us are nursing wounds and issues and problems from years ago. Years ago that we really just need to let go of and move on. Hallelujah. Some of us, and I got to talk strong this morning. I hope you're with me. Some of us are still standing at the graveside of those who have gone on before us, and we're stuck there. Casket has already been lowered in the ground. The dirt has already been put on top of them. And we left the funeral, but we stuck at the grave. Hallelujah. Some of us are blaming ourselves for situations, and we are blaming ourselves for things that we didn't have no control over. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. And God is saying, I need for you to run this race with patience, looking unto God, who's the author, who's the finisher of your faith. I'm encouraging you this morning. I'm speaking to you this morning as your Holy Ghost coach, telling you, come on, let's pick this thing up. Come on, let's put the baton back in our hand. Come on, let's move this thing forward, because there are things that are still in you. Hallelujah. There's greatness that is still in you. There's potential that's still in you. There's anointing that's still in you, but we can't use it at the according to Proverbs, the third chapter, that in all our ways we acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I come to tell you this morning, there are some things, hallelujah, that you just got to get up from. Let me say that again. There are some things that you just got to get up from. We spoke to our church on yesterday by way of the Holy Ghost and reminded them that the Bible says a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, and so shall poverty come over thy life. It's time for us to wake up, people of God. Come on, let's get up. Let's get up from here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's a scripture that says, who have bewitched you? Come on. Let's break these curses that are on our mind, that's got our mental capacity bogged down, that's keeping us from reaching to the higher things of God, the deeper depths of God. Glory be to God. There is more. There is more. There is more. I pray that you hear my voice this week telling you by way of the Holy Ghost that there is more. There is more that is greater in you. There is greater. There is greater. There is greater. There is, I hope I sound like a broken record. There is greater. There is greater in you. There is more in you. Push past. Hallelujah. Push past all the stuff that's going on. Push past how you feel. Your emotions are not relevant right now. Oh, Lord, I think I done lost the church. Let me say that again. Your emotions are not relevant right now. Oh, but you telling me I can't feel what I feel? Yes, you can feel what you feel. But what you feel should not be a hesitance or a hindrance from moving forward. And when what you feel is a hindrance for moving forward, then you become out of order. Come on here, somebody. Then you become a reproach on the body. Glory be to God. It's not about our feelings. We got to take our feelings out of this thing, and we got to lean on God. We got to depend on God. That's why he said in his word, beloved, put your trust in no man. Hallelujah. We got to pursue the goodness and the grace of God and the favor of God and come into the alignment where God has designed for us to be. Get up from your bed of slumber. Get up from that situation that didn't happen. Get up, beloved, and ask God for the strength to move on. You got to move on. You got to press forward. You got to go deeper. You got to move into the area that God has assigned for you to be in. Listen, there are those of you who are listening right now who are pastors on the line, and there are traditions of man that is halting your ministry, and God is giving you and he's commissioning you to move into a greater dimension of power, a greater anointing, but you're being held up by deacons, oh my God, who ain't full of the Holy Ghost, oh my God, who don't even hear the voice of God dictating to you which way to move. And I come to tell you, break out of the tradition of man and go into God and listen to his instruction and do what it is that God is calling you to do. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the time. This is the hour where God is saying to us, they that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. Glory be to God. And everything you do in the body, listen to what I'm saying to you. Everything you do in the body is an act of worship to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Check your worship this morning. Check your worship this morning. What is dictating your worship? What has you wounded? What has you broken? What have you, and I need you to wake up from that. I need you to man up. Hallelujah. I need you to wrap up those wounds and keep on going. Keep on pushing. Glory be to God. Because the promises of God are yes and amen. And he wants to do everything that he told you he was going to do. He's waiting. He's willing to do it. But he can't do it to a people that's stuck. Wake up, Zion. Put on thy strength. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on, let's go. Take a breather. Take a breather. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get up from here. Let's move forward. He said, think it not strange concerning these fiery trials that come to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. Need I remind you that I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. Need I remind you that I own the cattle on a thousand hills? Silver and the gold belongs to me. Need I remind you that if I said it, I shall do it, that I'm not a God, that I should lie, neither am I the son of man, that I need to repent? Had I not spoken it, shall I not make it good? Need I remind you that I'm on the same ship with you? Hallelujah. My mind quickly goes to the disciples. They was on the boat with Jesus. And y'all know the story. Jesus on the boat, and he's at the hinder part of the ship, the lower part of the ship, and he's asleep. The winds and the waves are being tossed to and fro, and water's coming in the boat, and the boat is rocking because the waves are so big, and they just at wit's end. And they look and they say, wait a minute, with all this going on, he down there asleep. Wake him up. And they, when they woke up Jesus, they said to Jesus, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Carest thou not? And some of y'all are in that place right now. With all the stuff that's going on in your life, you're saying, carest thou not that we perish? Do you not care? Do you not see what's going on? And God is saying, yeah, I care. I care and I ain't sleep. Hallelujah. I just want to see if you're going to activate the power that's in you. Hallelujah. Wake up the Jesus in you. Oh, my God. Apostle Douglas, I give you that to preach. Wake up the Jesus in you. Glory to God. So that the Jesus in you can speak to what's going on in your life and say, peace be still. That the Jesus that's asleep in your life will wake up and speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be thou removed. Be cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart that you will have whatsoever you say. Glory be to God. Open your mouth. Take that mask off long enough to speak to this devil, to speak to this enemy, and say, get behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. To speak to the situation that you're in, and that you can move forward. That you can move forward. That you can move forward. That you can move forward in the things of God, the places of God, the peace of God, where God wants you to be. Come on, people of God. Come on. Don't look for the nurse. I come to be your coach this morning. Come to be your coach this morning. Come on. The game's still going on. The game's still going on. Come off the bench. Hallelujah. Let me talk to you real quickly. Those of you who feel like your assignment is over with, your time is done. No, baby. It ain't done. There's still some more in you. There's still some more in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You feel like you're old and it's the end. No, 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 no. There's still a few more miles on that Cadillac. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this. Hallelujah. I don't care if it looks like we ain't going to win. We're going to win because he already told us we're going to win. We just got to get in the game. Father, I pray now for these your people. I pray for these your people who are listening, those who are stuck in different situations, those, God, who are feeling like they're at the edge of hope. And, God, I pray even right now for them this morning, hallelujah, that you would begin to touch their mind, touch their will, touch their emotion, touch their intellect, that they would be built up in the most holy faith. Baptize them afresh today in the name of Jesus. Speak to the creative mind that you have put in them. Hallelujah. Help them to launch out into the deep in the name of Jesus and accomplish the assignment that you have on their life in the name of the Lord God. I thank you, Father, that our elder brother Jesus is making intercession for us even now. Glory be to God. Help us, God, to go into you like never before, that we would come out with answers, with strategies, with tactics, oh God, that'll help us to make it where we need to go. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, that we won't look for another nurse, but we'll thank you for the coaching of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That leads us and guides us into all truth. In the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Douglas, we're back in your hand.
Amen, amen, and amen. You don't need a nurse.
Wow.
You need a coach. Man, that'll preach anywhere in Texas. That will preach anywhere in Texas. Doc, I told y'all before this thing started that was a shaking in the atmosphere before the man dog even got on the line. We as the body of Christ need to understand it's time for us to stop playing possum.
Come on here.
It's time for playing possum. Not just as leaders, but as the body of Christ, we need to stop playing possum. That goes with government. That goes with the people in the church. That goes with the ones that got the name. Listen, if my grandmother used to say it like this: if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Just keep your mouth shut. And if you don't want to be a part of this, listen, sit over in the sideline and let the ones who want to do, and the ones that don't want to do, listen, after a while, you're going to get tired of riding. You're just going to jump off the ride anyway. So it don't even, we really don't even want to deal with that right now. But if you won't ride this ride, you remember Astro World? You remember that Astro World? There were certain rides when you got older, you could ride, but when you were a certain age, you had to be a certain height, so they would measure you to see what type of height you was in order to be. And when you think as a child, you acted like a child, you responded like a child, but when you became a man, you put away childish things. It's time for you to learn that if you're going to ride this ride, you're going to have to put away some childish stuff.
Come on here, sir. Come on here.
I'm telling you, Doc. The message hit home, and it hit hard. And listen, see, this is the thing that people don't realize about apostles. This is the thing that y'all don't realize about apostles. Our goal and our job as apostles is to charge you and give you what you need to stand in the place where you need. We don't come to break you down, but we come to give you instructions. And sometimes the instructions come. It's like the way your grandmother used. She used to give to you raw and uncut. Y'all remember Castor Raw?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Castor Raw. You remember Castor Raw? She would light all of us up. The last two weeks of summer. That we at their house, that castor oil, you got orange juice on the cabinet, if you want that orange juice, you're going to finish this castor oil.
Oh, you're going to finish it. You're going to swallow it, too.
Even if you got to hold your nose, you can't breathe without swallowing. You can't breathe without swallowing. I'm just telling you, you can't breathe without swallowing. You're going to sit there, and if you spit it out, she gonna, the only thing she's going to do is give you another spoon. She's going to give you a spoon and see you doing it all the time. Sometimes, babies, listen. I don't know if they got it. I pray that they did. It is time for us to stand in our places as who God has called. We say this. They were saying this when we were coming up in church. The coming of the Lord is at hand.
Yes.
We got to get on the battlefield. They already did their time. The old diggers say when it's time for us to stick our sword in the sand, a time. Mm-hmm. You remember that? You remember when them old diggers used to pray that prayer? It's saying for us to stick our sword in the sand of time. They just stuck their sword in the sand of time, man. It's time for us to take our charge and keep on running. God bless you, man. If nobody was blessed this morning, I was blessed. Thank you, my brother,
wow,
for coming.
Yes, sir.
And sharing. I'm telling you, this was a word that charged every preacher that was under the sound of your voice this morning. By the way of the Holy Ghost and by
by the unction of God that massaged your heart to share this fireside. You call it the fireside chat. Listen, this fireside chat right here changed a whole lot of mentality and a whole lot of thinking. Because watch this here. You said what they've been thinking all this time.
Come on here.
You just see, because we didn't know, a lot of them didn't know how to do it. They didn't know what direction to go in. And they just been saying that these instructions that you gave them this morning, right there, that in that section, right there, when you went in and you gave them the instructions that they needed, that changed the whole mentality. They said, okay.
Yes, sir.
I hear you, Pastor. I hear you, Pastor Walker. I hear you. Now it's time. And that's what I hear in the Holy Ghost, man. I hear this is the word that God has placed inside of you to speak, not just to your church, but to every church that you go to. It's time
Absolutely.
Out for us sitting here and waiting for God to do something. God is waiting on you to do something. Whatever you find your need to do, listen, God did not give you that church to sit there and let that church run you.
Listen.
He didn't give that church to you to just sit there and look at that church. The wife said, let that church run you. See, that's the reason why you got so many of them that just committed suicide. That's why you got so many of them. They like what they husband and their wife is all tore up and jacked up because you're putting more into trying to allow the people to run you than you are to run the church.
Come on here.
I'm gonna leave it alone because that's a whole other message all by itself. Listen, man, God, your final words. And please let the people know how they can get in contact with you, where the church is. Let me tell y'all something. I went to visit Pastor Walker, Apostle Walker. And we had church. We had church. Can I share that part? Can I share the other part, Pastor?
You sure can. Absolutely.
Listen, we had church in the dark. That was some kind of power situation that they had going on, and we had stomp the flow, clap your hands, church. You know back in the in the country where they had church, and all the thing they had was a tambourine, their hands and their feet. That's the kind of church we had.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then the man of God got up there and preached. Like he just lost his mind. I'm telling y'all, it'll do your heart some good to go visit my brother. Man, listen, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, where you are, and your preaching engagements, man. Let them know how they can get in contact with you if they want you to come and speak. And man, I'm going to go ahead and let you do that.
No problem. Let me say this to you, people of God. Our ministry has shifted, and Apostle Douglas, I'm sure you can identify with this. Our ministry has shifted to a place where the things that we are most interested in is the things that's going to help the people of God. The regular church isms and the regular mundane, and I hate to call it mundane, but it's the regular religious setup that we've been doing for years, and it has yielded harvest. Yes, it has. But if you be honest and you tell the truth, even with this pandemic, God has forced us to a place where we can't just do it the way it's always been done. And so we're at a place now where our heart's desire is to help the people of God be the best that they can be in God. Okay? And to get the people of God to the place of their divine assignment, making divine connections, making sure that we are in line and in sync with the purpose and the plan that God has for our life. And a lot of times we are so consumed, and the people of God are so consumed with trials and circumstances and situations that this stuff come and it messes us up and it moves us away from the place where God has designed for us to operate in. And when will the church stand up long enough, and when will the people of God, who's assigned to the people of God, stand up long enough to get us back in line and back in sync? We're going back to the days when the older saints would say, come here, baby, let me help you, because you off right now. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so tired of seeing those who ain't spending time with God giving the people of God instructions on what to do. How can you tell me what to do and you don't even know my daddy? You don't even know him. You have no part in him. How can you do that? And we are listening. The Bible says in the last day that they'll have itching ears, giving way to their own teachers, heaping to their own selves teachers. Oh, my God. How can they preach except they be sent? How can they be sent and they don't even know his voice to know where to go? That's where we are now, putting the people in the place where they can literally be helped. I want you to leave helped. I need you not inspired, helped, healed, whole. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. Helped, healed, whole, that you can go out and accomplish that what God has commanded us to do. And the vineyard that God has placed us in is the Towers of Hope Church, which is located at 5730 Greens Road, right there at the corner of Greens and Lee Road, in the Humble area, somewhat the Humble area. You can hit us off of 59 and Greens, or you can hit us off of Lee Road and the Beltway. We're right there in that nook, right behind the gas station there. That's Towers of Hope Church. 5730 Greens Road. You can reach us on Facebook at Towers of Hope Church, Instagram, Towers of Hope Church, Prophet Walker on Instagram as well. Our phone number is 281-529-5967. We'll be happy to assist you in the things of God as God leads us and directs us to do so. Again, that number is 281-529-5967. That's the Towers of Hope Church, 5730 Greens Road.
Amen, amen. Again, Apostle Walker, thank you so much, man, for coming and sharing this morning that finite word, that Macedonian call word that you shared with us on this morning. Man, I'm telling you, it was a word that caused a serious paradigm shift. Those of you all who did not get an opportunity to listen to it, please go back. You could go back and listen to the full entirety of the word on our Facebook page. I also tagged you in it, Apostle, so you could share that as well to your page. But we would love for you guys to go back and listen. I'm telling you, if you were looking for a serious shift in your life on this morning, I'm telling you, this morning, Apostle Walker did just that. He came in and he wrecked whatever your theology was about this thing that walk that we call in Christ. If you were looking for, man, listen, if you were looking for a real word, this morning was your real word. This morning was your real word. We're just excited about what God is saying through the man of God. Listen, this ain't the last time. I told y'all he was on here before. We're going to have him back. We're going to have to do one of those Man Up Mondays where I get a panel together and I get there like we did last
yes,
time when we had Bishop Williams with us, man. Me, you, and Bishop Williams, man. Woo-hoo-hoo. Boy, I'm telling you, that changed your life right there. We're gonna have to get back together. We're gonna have to get one of them. We're gonna have to get some brothers together, man, and get this thing together. But listen, everybody, we're just excited. We thank you guys for joining us and being a part of what God is doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank God for that opportunity to be able to share this thing with y'all. Listen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Apostle Walker, please don't hang up. I want to speak with you real quick before you hang up.
But listen, we're going to go to a real quick commercial break. And when we go to this commercial break, we'll be right back. Listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Thank you, Lord.
To the brand new me.
myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
Give myself away.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence.
Want to share these few moments with you. Our focus scripture this morning was Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know my thoughts for you. They're of good and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. Want to let you know this morning that God's plans for us has already been established. They've already been set in order. They've already been set in place. Now the enemy's desire, let me expose the enemy on this morning, because I don't want you to get yourself caught up in a place to where you hear one thing and because you hear one thing, you deviate from God's plan. But I want you to know that the enemy's desire And this is biblically. This is the biblical translation of what's going on in the life. The enemy's desire is to do one very crucial thing, and that is to sift you like wheat. That's his whole goal. That's his desire. That's what he wants to do. He wants to sift you like wheat. He wants to cause you to fall away from what God has called you to be. He wants to get you distracted. He wants to get you to the point to where you don't understand, or you don't trust, or you no longer want to follow after the plan of God because of what he has said in your life. But I want to be the bearer of good news to you and the dispeller of myths for others, is that the sifting is necessary. Come on here, let me help you real quick. The sifting is necessary because the sifting causes you to be put through a place to where everybody can't go. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody's soul. The sifting was designed to cause you to go through a place that no one else can go. God will allow the sifting to come because he wants you to be sifted so to the point to where everything around you, people of God, everything that's in you, everything that's contrary to God's will and God's way that he has put into your life, he wants to shift that. He wants to shift that stuff off there so he can shift you to the, oh, come on here, so he can shift you to your next dimension. See, the shifting is not a bad thing. He said, the devil desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but Peter, I prayed for you. He said, the reason why I prayed for you, he said, I prayed because I don't want your faith to fail. Watch this. And where I read that, it didn't really dawn on me what God was saying to me until it just really resonated in me. He said that my faith failed me not. Wait a minute, hold on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hello, lights and walls. Let me help you real quick. The designed purpose of the sifting is that your faith fail you not. Mm-hmm. It's to give you evidence that you can't quite put your, oh, come on here. It's to give you evidence that you quite put your hand on. It's to get, come here and sit a little closer. Get a little closer to your laptop. Get a little closer to your phone. Get a little closer to your tablet. Let me help you real quick. The sifting is designed to cause your faith not to fail and to give you the evidence that's not touchable with your hands. And when you get to that, come on here, when you get to that place where you understand that the sifting is not a bad thing, but it's a necessary thing. Come on, let me help you this morning. The sifting is not a bad thing, it's just a necessary thing. Yes, it's going to hurt because watch here, you're going to lose some folk that's real close to you. You're going to have, oh God, help today. You're going to lose some people that was real close to you. You're going to lose a whole lot of folk that you really thought was supposed to be right there with you. The one, your right eyes, you know, I'm going to be with you. Yeah. I'm with you like a Cadillac and with four flat tires. Them folk right there. You're going to lose a few of them. But watch this here. Because God loves you so much, God will allow them to leave out of your life because, watch this, their season is up. Come on here. Let me bless you real quick. I'm going to give you these three people that you need to know about while you're going through this assignment in life, that you're doing the work of the will of God. Watch this. I'm going to say it again. While you're doing the work of the will of God, this is going to be three people that's going to be in your life that you're going to have to be prepared for and know that they have an expiration date on them. I'm going to say that again. Know that they have an expiration date on them. You got seasonal people that are there for a season. Their design purpose is to be there for the season. Now, let me help you with what. Let me help you real quick. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny. I ain't got much time. I'm going to tap this thing in, and I'm going to go get on about my business. Watch this. You have the seasonal person that's there for the season, and the way that you know that this person is no longer there for the season. Watch here. Let me bless you. The seasons change and they still in the same season. Come on. If they're walking around in the summertime, with one of them bubble coats on and them boots with the fluff around there, and it's 185 degrees in Texas, and they still got them. Yeah, they out of place and they out of time. Hello, lights and walls. Let me help you. Then you got situational people. Situational people, they're there for a situation. Let me bless you to your blessed place and give you some strength this morning. Watch this here. A situational person is good for the situation. They there for the situation. They real good in a situation. When that's come on, man, and then teach it then. The situational people, they're there for that situation. They real good. They operate real good in a situation. They look good in a situation. Why can they excel in a situation? But that's as far as they go is a situation. God help them right up in here. See, if you ever get that joker the forefront, if you ever give him the opportunity to lead anything, he gonna think he in charge. Let him be, let her be there for the situation. And watch this. Don't slip up and let them think that they got any kind of, oh my God. They're a situational person. Then you have my kind of folk. You have dimensional people. These people are designed to take you to a place that you have never been. I'm going to say that again because they bless you. They are designed to take you to a place that they themselves have been. You yourself have not been there yet. So they are designed to show you. They are the roadmap to help you get to the place where they have been. Watch this. Let me bless you. They get you there, and now their season is up because they've gotten you there. Hello. Lights and walls. Preach back to me if you can. They got you there, and that's the end of their assignment. They've gotten you there. Now you have to wait for the next dimensional person to come and to help you. Watch this here. That don't mean stay in the present. That don't mean stay in the place. That don't mean sit there and still partake of it. You just have to understand that you mark time until the next dimensional person comes. These are your mentors. These are the ones who are there to instruct and give you encouragement and to show you and tell you you can get that. You can hold on. Listen, they don't want to pray you through when you can't pray yourself through. Come on here, preach it in, preach it like you know how. Tell the folks the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. They're there to do that, and once that assignment is over, that, listen, you do not get caught up in that place to where they think that they are continually in that assignment and they continually doing what they do. I know my thoughts for you, they are good and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. All things work together for the good of him who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Know that in this thing that you're in, God help me right up in here, there are folk that God has sent and orchestrated in their life, giving you divine reason and purpose for them being there. They've instructed you, they've encouraged you, they've strengthened you, they've given you the power to keep on going. But watch this here. We have to be careful and mindful that we don't get stuck in a season and wind up dying in a season that we should have been, watch this here, we should have been gone from a long time ago. See, if sometimes, and I'm going to say this and we're going to pray. I'm going to say this and we're going to pray. Sometimes we die prematurely. We die prematurely. We die spiritually premature death. Because watch this here. When we supposed to have left, we stayed. When we were supposed to have left, we stayed. We checked in, but we didn't check out. We're about to be mindful
of to continue to keep our eye on the plan of God. God's plan for us is that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. God's desire is for us to elevate, to expand, to be the royal priesthood, to be the holy nation, to be, watch this, heirs and joint heirs. God's design for us is to be the head and not the tail, to be the lender and not the borrower. God's design is for us to walk in this divine favor, walk in what he's called us to walk into. And see, this is the thing. I want to bless y'all real quick. It's not about houses and land. It's not about money. It's not about the big church with 5,000-6,000 people in church service. That ain't what it's about. It's about the plan of God being worked for your good. The will of God being worked for your good. Him showing up in your life when you need him. It's more to it than just that. It's more to it than just that. I'm gonna say this. Don't get distracted by stuff, because you do know Satan works with stuff. Satan works in stuff. Hello. Hello. God bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of the Village Broadcast. Listen, Satan works in stuff. That's how people get caught up so quick, because Satan works in stuff. Oh no, that'll preach anywhere across the globe. But listen, Satan will get you caught up in stuff. And thank you, stuff is more important than the presence of God. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Listen, let us pray. I go any further, it's gonna get thick. Listen, let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for every person that had an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Father, we thank you for the hearts and the minds of those who have been a part of what we're doing here on. Our prayer this morning, God, is that you move by your power and by your strength, irregardless of where they may be or what they may be. Let your will be done in the hearts and the minds of each and every person. Give them to know God Almighty at the side. There is. Now those that are going to sign my question. God, who don't know you and who in the pardon of the sin in the church. Father, we pray today, our prayer today is that they become strengthened today. God, even now, let them know, God, regardless of where they are, regardless of what they got going on, regardless of what the enemy has tried to speak into that here, that they're not worthy. The Bible says it like this in Romans. If they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus died and was raised. Father, we thank you for the Romans 10:9 experience. They have confessed with their mouth and they now believe with their heart that your son Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They are now safe in your arms. Their names are now placed in the Lamb's book of life, because they have confessed you as their Lord and Savior. They have spoken to you as their Lord and Savior. They've turned from their wicked way. They've turned from the ways of the Lord, and they're looking toward you. They look toward the hills which come. And they have come. Father, I'm thankful. In advance. For doing what you do best, and that is to God and to give them life. For every place of elevation, for every place of transformation,
every place of affirmation that they do it for them. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, let them walk now in your color. In Jesus' mighty name. And the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank you guys so much for continuing to be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Convention. Those of you all who would like to be a partaker in sowing on this morning, please feel free to go to either your Cash App, your mail, or even to your PayPal, and you can make a donation, to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can sow your seed there. We have a couple of ways of doing it. We got the PayPal, which is paypal.me/ Worldwide GC. Again, that's paypal.me/ Worldwide GC. You can also go to your Zelle, which is 832-816-7933. That's 832-816-7933. And you can also go to your Cash App. And that Cash App is $WGC2020. Yeah, that's $WGC2020. You can go to any one of those spots. And you can sell PayPal or Cash App your love offering donation. Remember, those seeds that you sow into this ministry goes out and they help others. We're currently now in, I believe it's 20 countries that we're now in. And we thank God for that opportunity to be able to reach across the globe to touch those that are in need of a word, change, and shift, and transformation. So God bless you. We thank you. And we ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we continue to intercede and pray for you. You guys have a fantastic morning, fantastic day. And remember, we're here always to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank God for that opportunity and that chance to do just that. We look forward to you guys coming and joining us again on it. And we thank you for it. Amen. Amen.